This month marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, where millions commemorate the budding environmental movement that pushed back against air and water pollution in a big way and led to the environmental laws and regulations we benefit from today.
Following a green and white mock-up of the American flag to the Washington Monument grounds, the 2,000 original marchers had swelled to perhaps 10,000 or more by nightfall.
That was an ABC News clip from the first Earth Day in 1970. Picture young people in bell-bottoms on the National Mall. But because of coronavirus, there won't be any big gatherings in parks and public spaces this year. Instead, activism is going online.
This is the kickoff webinar, so thank you for being here and taking time out of your Monday evening to join us.
That's Jessica Catterett. She's field director for statewide environmental groups Penn Future and Conservation Voters of PA. And what she was kicking off is their Act for Our Earth challenge to celebrate Earth Day throughout the month of April, virtually. We spoke through Zoom video conferencing. So how many Zoom meetings have you had this week?
More than I'd like to say. But I will say, I'm incredibly grateful for the technology and the ability to work from home and connect with people in this way.
This is an online challenge. How and when did it come about?
You know, our team was really ramping up to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. We were excited to be co-hosting and sponsoring a lot of marches and fun rallies and action-taking events. And of course, our best laid plans are either postponed or canceled, of course, for the safety of everyone. But we wanted to find a meaningful way that people could, you know, still protect our planet and celebrate Earth Day right from home. And in fact, we figured the distraction is a little bit probably welcome right now. So we all put our heads together, honestly, just maybe a week and a half ago, maximum 2 weeks ago, and decided, you know, we've got a lot of cool things to offer for folks. Why don't we engage folks online in this 30-day challenge that they can sign up for? And by signing up, you'll receive one daily email that has a small action you can take that day to help further protect our planet.
What are some of the specific things that you're asking people to do? Give me some examples.
There's a couple of buckets that I would put the variety of actions in. So the first, of course, are simple advocacy actions. So we are advocacy organizations. For example, the first action, I don't know if you heard, but amidst all of this, the EPA has announced that they are no longer monitoring any of our environmental laws. And we understand, of course, that there's a safety concern for staff, but we think a public health crisis is not the right time to do that. So tomorrow's action is to call on the EPA to safely monitor rather than just give polluters a free pass at this time. There will be some other petition signings or letters that you can send. Other types of actions are educational related, right? We want to take this opportunity to learn about Earth Day itself, its history, and the protections we have today and where we still have yet to go. Other buckets or types of actions are individual lifestyle actions and changes, right? There are a lot of cool products today that people can use instead of plastic that we want to highlight. Certainly, we want to alert folks to any sort of, you know, individual changes like switching your power to cleaner power sources, that sort of thing. And then the last two types of actions that folks will be taking, one I would call movement building. So we need to rise up together to call upon our elected officials to enact the changes we need to really make sure that we are prioritizing and protecting our planet. And the last are voting related. So here in Pennsylvania, our primary was moved from April 28th to June 2nd. But we do want to encourage people to learn about the new election laws, make sure they're registered to vote, make sure that they apply for a mail-in ballot so that they can safely vote this year, and make sure that they make their voice heard, because that is one of the important pieces to this puzzle, is making sure we elect environmentalists to office.
Who is your target audience for this campaign?
You know, me being the idealist, I would say anyone that cares about the earth. No, but I think for right now, we are having this exciting mix of you know, like our older generation that's watching this earth, this climate crisis come before them, wondering what they can do in their retired years. So we have some folks we're teaching social media to, or, you know, teaching Zoom to, so they can join us on some of these webinars with us. And then we also have a bunch of students joining us on the fun social media aspect. But really, I would say, you know, it goes for anyone that is looking for a way to make an impact while they are at home and can do so right from their couch.
So how will you measure success or impact?
To me, you know, folks are hesitant. They're like, what if I can't get to every action? I think that as long as we each do what we can, when we can, we will win. And so, you know, we're inviting folks to take part, even if they don't think they can achieve every action, you know, maybe do the ones they're interested in or that they like. Some of the days we're inviting folks to email us back with their stories. Other days we're excited to see people share their stories online. So we'll certainly be looking into, you know, how many posts there might be or how many petition signatures. Hopefully, a successful Earth Day challenge would lead to hundreds more people across the state of Pennsylvania, thousands perhaps, engaging and taking actions to advocate for our planet.
Thanks so much, Jess.
Absolutely.
Jessica Catterett is Field Director for Penn Future and Conservation Voters of PA. There's more about their Act for Our Earth challenge, hashtag ActForOurEarthPA, at AlleghenyFront.org. There's still time to jump in. I'm Carol Holsapple, and you're listening to The Allegheny Front.